AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Allison Keyes in Washington. The International Monetary Fund is downgrading its outlook for the global economy amid inflation and worries about banks. CBS's Vicky Barker.
Not technically in recession, but the IMF says persistent inflation, persistently rising interest rates, and nervousness over the recent U.S. bank collapses are all putting the brakes on global growth.
This year's slowdown is concentrated in advanced economies, where growth is expected to fall to 1.3% this year before increasing modestly next year.
The IMF's Pierre-Olivier Gorincha. The risk of recession has risen sharply, but the IMF puts the risk of a global banking crisis at a modest 15%. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
A court date has been set for a Wall Street Journal reporter detained in Russia. CBS's Cammie McCormick with more.
The Biden administration has now formally determined that Evan Gershkovich was wrongfully detained. That elevates his case for the administration. He was detained for what Russia calls spying, the first correspondent since the Cold War to be detained on that charge. A Moscow court will consider his appeal on April 18th.
A plea for gun control from the mayor of Louisville, Craig Greenberg, a day after five people were killed and at least nine injured in a mass shooting at a bank there. He tells CBS Mornings.
We need help from Congress to pass legislation that can give us more tools and ability to try to prevent acts like yesterday from never happening again in Louisville, in Nashville, or any city in America.
One of two Democrats expelled from the Tennessee State House by the Republican majority over a demonstration against gun violence may get a seat back tomorrow. CBS's Mark Strassman spoke with Justin Pearson.
Why is it important for them to appoint you, not for you, but as a message?
It is important that we send a clear message that the people in District 86 representation matters, and that this illegitimate disenfranchisement of their vote and of their choice is wrong.
President Biden is on the way to Northern Ireland. CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
The first Irish Catholic president since John F. Kennedy, Joe Biden will spend much of his time on this island visiting the counties where his ancestors were born. But first, a speech here in Belfast marking the 25th anniversary of the peace deal that ended decades of violence between Catholics and Protestants.
A graphic novel based on the diary of Anne Frank has been removed from a Florida high school. The leader of a conservative advocacy group challenged it, saying it minimized the Holocaust. The Jewish teen's diary was published in 1947, several years after she died in a concentration camp. It has become a classic and has been read by millions. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. We know the names of the two police officers shot and killed during a traffic stop in Northwest Wisconsin Saturday. They're Hunter Scheel and Emily Breidenbach. Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald says their families are asking for privacy as they plan their funerals. Cardinal Stritch University in Milwaukee is closing after graduation in May. President Dan Scholes blames a lack of money, rising costs, and low enrollment.
After examining all options, this decision was necessary. I wish there was a different path we could pursue.
Cardinal Stritch opened in 1937. A little more than 1,200 students are enrolled this year. In sports, the Brewers lost to the Diamondbacks last night. Corbin Burns starts for Milwaukee tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-330-1991. That's 1-800-330-1991. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-330-1991. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK Radio.
The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. You know, we were talking last hour about decisions that families make on whether or not to charge their adult children if they've never left home or if they've come back. And I always go back to, you know, a time in my life that almost seems as if it didn't occur. And contrast that with what's happening today, not only in urban centers, but in rural areas. Because at the same time, all of these jobs were available in the cities. In rural areas, they were also available because of the paper mills and all the other jobs, industrial jobs that were available in those small towns that really made the towns what they were. Blue-collar work that was heralded during the time I was a young boy and even through my young adulthood, my young manhood, blue-collar jobs were the backbone, and blue-collar workers were the backbone of this nation. It's been a long time since we've been able to say that. You know, my co-host Sandy Williams constantly points out that, you know, we are now in a service sector of jobs. That's not a good thing. That, in fact, is part of the reason why there's so many people suffering in this nation today. And at the root of all of it is the deindustrialization of this nation. What does that mean, deindustrialization of the nation? It means that many jobs that were founded, manufacturing jobs that were founded in this nation, you know, centuries ago, over the last 50 years, have left the shores and moved to cheaper labor. And that hasn't been a good thing for anybody other than the stockholders of those corporations that I say abdicated the cities and the rural areas and the American people. I'm one of those guys who walked right out of high school in 1972. I never will forget it. Didn't know what I wanted to do. My dad worked at a place called A. O. Smith, and we produced auto frames. We were the number one manufacturer of auto frames in the entire world. We were actually the stamping. Nobody stamped more parts in the entire world than the company that I worked for. And what that means is you actually took a piece of metal, put it in a press, and the press would mold it into a shape that was used to produce automobile frames. And so we produced those frames for every vehicle that had a frame. Trucks, cars, I don't care what it was, railroad cars, all of them. Ford, Chrysler, General Motors, every General Motors vehicle. Peterbilt trucks, Freightliners, you name it. If it was on the road, the company that I worked at produced it. Had been in existence for 140 years. And if I didn't go there, I never forget, 18 years old, you know, didn't I was scheduled to go to Stout University. And my dad told me, he said, don't come out to the plant. Because I had eight other siblings who went on to college. I was one who followed my dad into industry. But he told me, don't come out here. I'm going out for the summer. And I went, fill out an application. Never will forget it. That morning, I fill out the application. I graduated in June. Towards the early part of June, towards the end of June, I walked into the place, fill out the application. That morning, the employment department said, can you start tonight? Snotty-nosed kid coming out of high school, and they were taking, that's what they were taking. There was nobody else to get because the competition was so fierce for the American workers at the time. Industry was booming. So what people may not know is why industry was booming so much in this country was after World War II, the other nations of the world, the infrastructure had been destroyed. During World War II, our nation was the only one that hadn't been bombed. So think about it. When in my lifetime, America was the number one manufacturer, we didn't worry about outside manufacturing. We produced everything in this country. Everything that the American people needed was produced inside the borders of our nation. Sewing machines, washing machines, refrigerators, automobiles, television sets. You name it, we produced it. And so we needed an army of people to produce all those things. And that's why you could hire snotty-nosed 18-year-old children like myself and many of the other guys like me who chose, didn't go to college, but we chose that manufacturing. But not only did they take high school graduates with no college, they also had room for the college-educated young people who would join the management side of things. Now, in Milwaukee, we were called the machine shop of the world. Just think about that. Little Milwaukee was called the machine shop of the world. We produced everything in Milwaukee when I was young. And everybody who wanted a job had a great paying job. Man, it was And at the time, I didn't realize it, called the Industrial Revolution. Because America was producing everything. Well, you know, I didn't realize just how short the Industrial Revolution was. Because when I walked into the plant for the first time, and it looked like I was in the 1800s because the plant had not been updated, I thought that this had been going on for centuries at the time, but it hadn't. And so there were these plants all over. And so I could have gone anywhere and been able to work one job, as I did, from 18 years old to 52. One job. And made enough money, buy a home, cars, travel, whatever it is that your heart could desire. My generation, we were able to do those things. The railroads were humming. The steel mills were humming. And so the American people were living large. Some of us are old enough to remember that. But something happened along the way that have had implications and their fingerprints all over what is going on in this nation today. We just got through talking about young people being at home because the jobs that they have don't afford them an opportunity to get out on their own at young ages like they did during my generation. And only those of us from my generation understand that. And we should be able to not be critical of the generations that have come after us who didn't get those opportunities that we got. We shouldn't even be pointing our finger because of the times that they were born in. Only through the grace of the Creator was I born at a time when I could, at 18 years old, go without a college degree and make the amount of money that I made and my generation made and benefit by that to this day. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to continue a conversation about deindustrialization and the American dream and how it happened. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. I couldn't ask my own father. I believe her love was fresh. From what I loved to her. She's not just another woman. She's not one. She's not just another woman. She's not one. She's not just another woman. She's not one. She's not just another woman. She's not
Every family has one. The Smother.
Holy why!
Hi, Erica.
This is my daughter. I baked her in my tummy.
The Goldbergs every weeknight.
Weeknights at 5 and 5:30 on My24.
With a house full of women, it's every man for himself.
What is it about hanging bras in the bathroom like Christmas ornaments? If I don't hang my underwear in the bathroom, that would be terrifying.
Tim Allen is the last man standing.
Weeknights at 6 and 6:30 on My24.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with a high of 79. Winds out of the west, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Clear skies tonight, lows around 56. Ample sunshine expected again tomorrow, highs level off around 80. Dry with temps well above average Thursday and Friday, and highs from the mid-70s to the upper 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Listen, deindustrialization and what has happened in this nation, in urban centers and in rural areas, a planned, organized effort to take these middle-class jobs out of this country that divided the rural areas as well as the cities, and to pit them against one another, to somehow say to rural areas that it is the cities and the people who live in those cities who have benefited because of what has happened with the loss of the paper mills in the rural area is absolutely incorrect. What killed the paper mills in rural areas and the manufacturing base in the rural areas is the same thing that killed the manufacturing base in the urban centers. So when this nation, after World War II, was riding high because all these other nations' manufacturing sites had been bombed, and so their infrastructures were destroyed, not America's. We came out of World War II smelling like a rose. Everything was a go. Excuse me. We produced everything. And so it meant that any American citizen, and even some that weren't citizens, could just walk in off the street and have a career that afforded them a strong middle-class lifestyle. But something happened along the way. Those manufacturing jobs, the strong manufacturing jobs, I remember the beginning of the decisions that were being made to take these great jobs out of this country. Competition, as those nations that had been bombed over those decades later started rebuilding their infrastructure and started ramping up, and competition started, and the fact that America wasn't the only, ball team, if you want to use a sports analogy, baseball team, there were others coming up. And so the great benefits that my generation had, pensions, you know, the best insurance, vacations, all sorts of major benefits that your and my generation benefited from, they're not there. They haven't been there for quite some time now, and people in this country have suffered the throes of the fact that these jobs have been removed and sent overseas. First they were sent south. I remember when, you know, the company that I worked for began to take jobs and send them down to Tennessee. They would pay those people $12 an hour in Tennessee, where we were making $20, and no benefits. And so Tennessee waxed rich, and southern states like Tennessee waxed rich as most of these major corporations took the jobs down there. There was no way we could compete with benefits and our hourly wages, not against, states that, you know, did not have unions. And so the jobs left. We saw them as they shut down the plants, as they, our comrades and the people we work with were losing their jobs, and their families began to suffer. And we knew the only thing that saved us was the fact that this happened, you know, after we had a certain amount of seniority, which was the only thing that protected many of us, is that the deindustrialization started later in our careers than earlier. Otherwise, we would have been like our colleagues who wound up losing everything. We got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. The International Monetary Fund is issuing a downbeat prediction for next year, what with inflation and worries over bank failures.
The world economy is still recovering from the unprecedented upheavals of the last 3 years. And the recent banking turmoil has increased uncertainty.
President Biden is making a historic trip to Northern Ireland. CBS's Stephen Portnoy from Belfast.
The president's trip has been timed to the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement, the 1998 power-sharing deal that ended the Troubles and set a framework for a lasting peace.
there is some good news from the deadly mass shooting in Louisville, leaving 5 people dead and 9 injured, including rookie police officer Nicholas Wilt. Mayor Craig Greenberg.
Officer Wilt is still in critical condition, but he did make some positive progress throughout the day, and so we are praying for his continued recovery.
He says lawmakers on Capitol Hill need to do something to stop these shootings. CBS News Brief. I'm Allison Keyes.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. A bill is being reintroduced at the federal level to further distinguish dairy from non-dairy products. The CURD, or Codifying Useful Regulatory Definitions Act, will create a formal definition of natural cheese. It will also require all ingredients be listed on the labels. Senators Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson both support the measure. The FDA would need to agree to the new standards before the act would be passed in all states. Central and southern Wisconsin at a very high level of fire risk. All counties south of Marathon are listed at a very high fire danger level, according to the DNR, which warns that grass fires can pop up very quickly. If you need to burn something, make sure you have the proper permits and have water close by. The DNR responded to more than 30 wildfires in just the last week. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a 3-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app.
Everyone deserves freedom over their own body. Everyone deserves the right to choose. Everyone deserves access to quality, affordable health care without judgment. And everyone deserves a health care provider who stands firm on these beliefs. This is the Planned Parenthood experience at any one of our 22 health centers across Wisconsin that offer reproductive health care services for everyone. Book your appointment today at ppwi.org. That's ppwi.org, and get the care you deserve, because we will provide that care no matter what.
Todos merecen la libertad sobre su propio cuerpo. Todo el mundo merece el derecho a elegir. Todos merecen acceso a una atención médica económica y de calidad sin juicios. Y todos merecen un proveedor de atención médica que se mantenga firme en estas creencias. Esta es la experiencia de Planned Parenthood en cualquiera de nuestros 22 centros de salud en Wisconsin, que ofrecen servicios de salud reproductiva para todos. Haz una cita hoy en ppwi.org y obtenga la atención que se merece, porque nosotros le brindaremos esa atención, pase lo que pase.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can text us at that same number. The industrialization, deindustrialization of America and the impact that it's had has been devastating. And I don't think that there's been enough talked about. It has been talked about enough. And that this went on in plain sight, and people who organized and who made this happen, and who brought the standard of living for the majority of the American people down have never paid a price for it. And maybe it's unfortunate that many people who suffered through this and continue to suffer as generations now have been impacted and affected by it, don't even know that this happened. And if we can't have an open dialogue and conversation on why this happened, and through the taking away of all these middle-class jobs, the impact that has had on the American people, on cities, on rural area, in rural areas, all across the board, both Democrats and Republicans equally guilty in making this decision that has, again, impacted and affected generations to come. Deindustrialization has made it impossible for America to economically support a stable, urbanized working class, resulting in the social and physical decay of cities and rural areas that is only partially ameliorated by more recent urban gentrification and the accompanying service sector jobs. Fresh thinking is needed in everything from education to architecture to city planning to transportation, but it's certainly lacking. And there has to be, and this is me talking, there has to be a focus from this nation to admit what took place and not to point the finger at the American people who had nothing to do with it. Major corporations who took advantage of the situation and companies that stood for a century or more, like the one that I worked at, disappeared. 7,000 employees. There was one in the city of Milwaukee called Alex Chalmers. 25,000 employees. Stood for 125 years, was dismantled inside of a year and a half, and shipped initially to the South where there were no unions, and then eventually overseas. Let's go to the phone lines and Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Oh, just great. I don't know if it's the weather, but I hope spring's eternal. And I got a couple of comments that your listeners will enjoy. A close friend of mine said, and this was months ago, or maybe a year ago, said, when the young generation gets involved in politics, they're going to take a chainsaw to it. A chainsaw. We already saw that chainsaw, and we heard it humming in Tennessee. Two young men standing up for what's right. And the tide is turning. And for all you guys like myself and you, Earl, when you're getting your taxes prepared, if you had an affair with a porn star, don't try and use it as a tax write-off. It doesn't work. It just doesn't work. That's not acceptable. But my point is, we are at a turning point. I think you can feel it, Earl. I think you can feel it. And where young people, especially young, are saying enough. Enough is enough. You have scammed. You have cheated. You have stolen. We aren't that stupid. And there's a good reason that stupidity doesn't prevail like it used to. I'm not a smart person, but I know how to use Google, and I know how to read for information, and I know the difference between facts and just
fiction.
Right. Exactly, Earl. And it's turning, though, Earl. And you're part of it. You and your station have made a huge, huge impact on the state of Wisconsin.
So Bill.
And if not just that.
So, Bill, let me say this. I'm in agreement with you that we can see before our eyes that these things are beginning to turn around slowly. Unfortunately, it's moving far too slow, but they are turning around. We can just look at the state of Wisconsin. And we've suffered for so long with Scott Walker and the remnants of his leadership. But we see that, those walls tumbling down. Right? I mean, you see we've had to deal with. I'm sorry, go ahead.
With Scott Walker, we learned one thing. Scott Walker was a good teacher in what not to do. He did everything you shouldn't do. He formed something called Citizens United, which is really Corporations United, and that destroyed and drove a wedge into the unions and everything else. He blamed education for all our problems. Well, of course he did. He didn't even have a college degree. Of course he didn't like education. You don't want to be too smart. That's dangerous to people running scams. If you're smart and intelligent and educated, you can see right through these people. But now with the advent, they all worry about artificial intelligence. We already carry it in our pockets. We already carry it in our pockets. Now, not everything Google said is fact. You got to be smart enough or reach out to somebody like yourself, Earl, or Sandy, or all the other people and say, what do you guys think? What do you think? Do you think this is a fact? Do you think this is fiction?
Well, let me tell
you. I grew up.
Bill, let me tell you what's fiction. Fiction is when you talk about intelligence and you mention Sandy and my name in the same breath. Don't make that mistake. Because that's not, you know, we got to keep things balanced. Hey, Bill, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. You know, the fact that the deindustrialization of this nation, listen to this, the process of industrialization in the United States began to take off around the time of the Civil War. The rapid growth of the railroads across the nation, coupled with the increasing surpluses provided by mechanized agriculture, provided a base for the development and industry and the resultant rise of cities and the mass urban labor force. From around 1840 to the early 1950s, industry consistently grew as a portion of the American labor force, interrupted only by the Great Depression. To accommodate this industry, a wave of city building followed, adding growth to the old trading cities of the East, such as Philadelphia and New York, and leading to the rise of new interior cities like Detroit, Chicago, and St. Louis. This process continued through the late 19th and early 20th centuries, and stalling in the decade or so following the Second World War and the widespread growth of the suburbs. City building in America has largely been in decline ever since. Let's go to Stephen from Green Bay. Good morning to you, Stephen. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. It is warm in Wisconsin. It feels more like summer than spring. The sun is shining, and it's not just shining, and it's not just warm outside. It is shining in politics in the state of Wisconsin because, like your last caller so brilliantly said, the young people are sick of the politics. We're sick of the politicians playing in the sandbox and pointing the finger at the other, and we want results. And I think a Gen Z is getting a lot of the credit for this, but there are millennials also out there that are also just as sick and tired of the political playground, and we're getting out there in droves, and we're voting, and we're voting this ridiculousness out, and we're putting people in that we hope and we're pretty confident in that are going to bring positive change, because myself and, you know, other young people included, we have seen this country go in the wrong direction for far too long, and we can't count on the older generation to do what's responsible, so we're taking it into our own hands.
So let me say this, Stephen. You are 100% correct. It has always been young people who brought about the change in this nation. My generation, at a time that was essential, did the exact same thing. And so it's not my generation's fight anymore. It is the young's fight. because they're fighting for survival in a nation that is filled with greed. They've gotten fat. A handful of people have gotten fat at the expense of the masses of the people. And my generation has sat down at the table and engaged in gluttony. Just a fact.
You know, Earl, I agree with you 100%. And I know you don't like taking credit yourself, but civic media has put a different viewpoint in a lot of markets that were overrun by one viewpoint. And, you know, that has helped tremendously. So thank you guys for what you're doing and keep up the good work. And I'm going to get off the phone.
Hey, man, we couldn't do it without you, the listeners. Thank you very much for the call. It truly is the fact that the baby boomers have engaged in gluttony. And so because we were fortunate enough to get past those times, we don't see clearly the struggles that the generations after us, what they've had to come through and what they're going through. And so that's why I said my generation can't fix it. Because we don't feel the pain and the hurt. Because we didn't have to. We lived in a time of excess. And so it positioned us where we haven't had to feel that pain. But now the chickens have come home to roost. And our children have to live with that pain. Question becomes, are we too old to fight? Because it's going to take a fight. It's going to take a fight. If we're going to make this thing right. You know, what took place with the deindustrialization of this nation should have been criminal. Again, Democrats and Republicans, both conspired with major corporations to do this. And yet we are at one another's throats as if we've had something to do with it. We have not. We've been the victims of it. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with a high of 76. Westerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 55 tonight. Clear skies. High temperatures reach up to 80. Tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. Temps well above average Thursday and Friday with highs from the mid-70s to the upper 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Home for the holidays. I believe I've missed each and every face. Come on and play one easy. Let's turn on every love light in the place. It's time I found myself totally surrounded in your circles. Oh, oh my friend. Celebrate me home. Give me a number, please. Celebrate me home. Play me one more song that I'll always remember. I can recall whenever I find myself too all alone. I can sing me.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us that same number. I'm talking about the deindustrialization of this nation. Let's go to the phone lines and CJ. CJ, you're up.
Well, thank you all for taking my call. We were bringing back jobs in the last 4 years. And I'd just like you to try to be honest with the young kids. My dad always said, it's hard to argue with Santa Claus and buying boats and try to give the kids the tools to survive in this world today. But we're living in a Democrat world filled with liars, spreading the lies and teaching them that your solution is somebody else's money, and it's not theirs, it's yours. And you Democrats are very good at taking other people's money and buying votes, promising to pay people's tuition.
Hey, CJ. You clearly, man. I've said, both Democrat and Republicans, did I not say that? We're both guilty on taking the jobs out of this nation. So how do you then come on with the same old tired refrain? Democrats haven't done this. Republicans do all the great things. Donald Trump was bringing jobs back.
Yes, he was.
Folly.
Lowest unemployment ever for every demographic, every.
Folly, CJ. Clear folly. And it just amazes me that you can't see, you're so blind that you can't see beyond that. It's not about Democrat, Republican. Let's go to Tom quickly from L.A. Hey, Tom, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Earl, first off,
your friend can't see, man. He can't see. He's blind.
I'm telling you. That's nice of you to call him my friend. So we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. DJ, what is your definition of government? I mean, it sounds to me like you just want to go live in your own little libertarian paradise, where you don't need, I guess, anyone's help. I'm sure when you got a loan on your home, You had to go through the process, or if you've done any legalities, you have to go through a process. That's government, CJ. I just don't understand where these people get off on this idea that we're not a collective. We, the people, all of us together, make up what's called government. And if there's a situation where you think it's a big authoritarian government, like there is on the Republican side, which is worrying about our personal lives, worrying about all these other things rather than the social safety net, which is what Democrats believe, then I don't know what the hell you're talking about every time you open your mouth. And CJ, I'm going to make something really, really clear to the listening audience. The Republican Party is the pro-death party. And if anybody wants to disagree with me on the fact that the Republican Party is the pro-death party, I would love for you to call up and say how that's not true.
Well, you know, Tom,
the facts are on our side.
What's the point in having a conversation with somebody who is so delusional that when we're talking about deindustrialization, he calls up and says, and says Donald Trump was bringing the jobs back. Come on, man.
Actions speak louder than words. Donald Trump can tell us all that he brought jobs back. He didn't bring jobs back. Give me a break.
No.
He actually just stole Bernie Sanders' platform is what he did. And all the people basically didn't see the emperor that.
Tom, sorry about that. We somehow got you disconnected. Just put him on. Who do we have up? Who's on the line? Who's on line one? Who do we have on the line? Okay. I can't hear him. Just turn his mic on.
Hello?
Yes, who do we have on the line?
Ken from Sturgeon Bay.
All right, Ken, quickly. You only got a couple minutes. You say what?
Hello?
Yes, sir. You say what?
Hello.
Ken.
Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon.
What does that mean?
Hello?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Let's go, Brandon.
What does that mean? I'm sorry, I'm not as intellectual as you. What does that mean, let's go, Brandon? Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, I asked you, what does let's go, Brandon mean? What does that mean?
I don't know. I heard that this morning. What does it mean? You're into politics, aren't you? Let's go, Brandon. Brandon.
Oh, man. I don't even know if to say thank you for the call. But, you know, that's the best you have to offer. That's all you can offer. You can get rid of him. You know, to have a real conversation is what's needed in this country. We have one side that doesn't want to have that conversation. We have another side that does. We offer an opportunity to the side that doesn't, who doesn't understand. They call in with the let's go Brandon foolishness. Or they call in with the fact that our Second Amendment rights, we need to be armed to make sure that we can take on the government. There's one side talking that foolishness. You know, you can say it's you know, the Democrats are this or the Democrats are that, but I don't hear the Democrats speaking in those foolish terms. Anyway, we got to go. Thank you, everybody who made the show go. I'll be back on tomorrow, and we're going to have more conversation. And so, if folk are listening, let's go, Brandon. That's the best they can do. So be it. I'll be back on tomorrow. Enjoy the weather. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
If you're living with chronic pain and have yet to find relief, Select Pain Care of Milwaukee may be able to help. Select Pain Care specializes in helping those that have had their pain for more than 6 months and have tried three or more healthcare providers with minimal relief. Find out if Select Pain Care can help you. Call 414-939-5045. That's 414-939-5045. Or log on at selectpaincare.com.
Hey, 420 friends, did you know Cheech and Chong was coming into town?
Nah, I'm just kidding.
Knucklehead CBD and vapes are celebrating this 420 season just right. Whether you shop online at knuckleheads.shop, go into their store, or order online for in-store pickup, they are now offering their 420 discount, which is 25% off their delicious Delta 8 and 9 Galaxy edible gummies and their XL brand flower. So shop online at knuckleheads.shop today, or stop on into their Madison and Milwaukee locations,
550 State Street in Madison and 2949 North Oakland.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.